MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. 16 bills that passed the New Mexico House of Representatives and Senate became victims of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's veto pen on Friday. Those bills include Senate Bill 315 to make the tortilla the official state bread, Senate Bill 327 and Senate Bill 377, which would have issued license plates celebrating the lowrider and New Mexico United soccer team, respectively, House Bill 36, Board of Optometry Powers and Duties, House Bill 77, Annual Federal SNAP State Outreach Plans, House Bill 120, Accessibility of State Agencies, House Bill 143, Lobbying Activity Reports, House Bill 181, State Trust Program Accountability Plan, House Bill 191, Wildfire Suppression and Preparedness Funds, House Bill 219, Slot Canyon Riverland State Park, House Bill 269, Healthcare Authority Visit Verification, House Bill 433, Study Career and Tech Education, House Bill 494, Tax Exemptions for Veterans, Senate Bill 142, Grid Modernization Roadmap, and Senate Bill 220, Publication of Legal Settlement Terms. And with the world watching on live TV and the Globe Life Field crowd in Arlington, Texas roaring Friday night, 18-year-old Capitan Roper Addison Kinzer was poised on the brink of rodeo glory and $1 million payday. But it wasn't to be. In the blink of an eye, Kinzer's dream of an American Rodeo Championship in breakaway roping were dashed as her horse jumped an instant too soon, causing judges to add a 10-second penalty to her excellent time of 2.22 seconds. So Kinzer's time of 2.22 seconds was turned into 12.22 seconds. Instead of being in second place, she tied for ninth. The American Rodeo is unique in that it allows both professional and aspiring rodeo athletes, known as contenders, to compete side by side with $1 million bonus for contenders should they win the overall championship in their event. And Kinzer qualified with a second place finish in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the top 10 compete against each other when they came to Arlington. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.